Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
I'm cooking on your grill.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
They're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins.
That's over here!
Hey, will you shut up?
Hey, shut up.
Do you believe?
Why don't you take your butt out of here?
I think it's really sexy.
Guys, move on,
bro.
Girl, you something else.
It's not breaking news, dude.
Caitlin Clark is white.
I tried everything. We played four white guys and an Egyptian. I mean, we tried everything.
Maybe Oregon should have tried that.
Yeah. Do they have an Egyptian? Boise State does. Their best defensive player is an Egyptian. That defensive lineman didn't help against Penn State. And they do have four white guys. That much I can assure you of.
Me. I have big science news.
Can't wait.
It's actually paleontological news.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dealing with the dinosaurs?
Yep.
I have not seen this thing.
An extraordinary finding, they say, Jace. Mm-hmm. Researchers have uncovered a series of massive dinosaur tracks dating back to the Middle Jurassic period, approximately 166 million years ago.
I was hoping that we were going to get the Jesus right into dinosaur tracks. Now that would be something. Like dinosaurs were around like 3,000 years ago. Now we're talking.
Dubbed a dinosaur highway, the site features footprints from both herbivore dinosaurs, likely the Cetiosaurus.
Guarantee that's not how you say it, but all right.
And the fearsome carnivore, the Megalosaurus.
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah, I see right here. That's pretty cool.
The discovery was made at Dewar's Farm Quarry in Oxfordshire, England, and includes over 200 footprints spread across five extensive trackways, the longest of which stretch more than 150 meters. Now, this matters because most of what we know about dinosaurs comes from the fossil record, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But a skeleton is a record of the animal once it died. Footprints are quite different in that they are snapshots into the life of the animal.
So we're seeing that there was like herds, like migration patterns.
Well, I mean, it looks like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they were playing football. I don't know.
It's like that Bud Light commercial. They're always going for two. Wouldn't it be something? Because like we make all these like, and they're all educated guesses. Wouldn't it be great if we found out like somehow that everything we know is completely like absolute horse sneers? Like we find out now, like dinosaurs mostly had feathers and they didn't sound like we think. Like all the stuff we thought we knew about dinosaurs growing up, none of that's true.
So when you walk on,
they cruise in formations.
So when you walk on this surface in Oxford, you are walking on the same ground that dinosaurs walked on 166 million years ago. So you can tell things about how the animal actually moved. The overlapping tracks of the herbivore and carnivore has sparked questions about potential interactions between the two.
I'm looking into the Megalosaurus right now. Looks like it was about 10 feet and weighed about 4,000 to 5,000 pounds. Looked like a small T-Rex.
The hero here is Gary Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Big Gare.
Gare Bear. Love Big Gare.
He's a quarry worker. He first noticed unusual bumps on the floor of the quarry, prompting the involvement of experts from the University of Oxford and the University of Birmingham. And then over a week, over 100 scientists and volunteers uncovered the tracks. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
I used to love, when you were a kid, were you big into dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Loved the dinosaurs.
Boys love dinosaurs.
Yeah. Do girls? I don't know. I just remember, like, I remember being a kid, like, on the playground, everyone had, like, their favorite dinosaur. But back then, we only had, like, five dinosaurs.
Yeah, you basically had, I was going to say four. You basically had T-Rex, Brontosaurus, Stegosaurus, Triceratops. That's it. Maybe Pterodactyl, too.
Pterodactyl, right? You know, and now, like, I would say, like, the king of the dinosaurs now, like, the isn't it the raptor? The Velociraptor?
I mean, Jurassic Park really upped the stock of the raptor.
Yeah, which isn't even, like, a real thing.
Yeah, or the ones that were in the movie, they're much bigger than the way they really were in real life. Yeah, I think they're like the size of Roadrunners or something. Yeah.
You know. But yeah, the raptor is kind of... And now we got a team named after a raptor. I feel like the T-Rex used to be the end-all to be-all, and now the raptor is the... And now, like, Ford has their best truck Ford makes is the raptor. And I just feel like the raptor is really... it's on the come-up lately. And maybe we need a new one.
These footprints are pretty crazy in that, you know, it's one thing about it is 166 million years. I can't even wrap my head around that.
No.
And yet they're still preserved.
Yeah, they're right there.
Like, look at how deep they are.
Yeah, and they're laying like plaster casts in them now. I know, it's crazy. I mean, I'm watching, I love like the ancient human stuff. I read a lot of books on that. There's a guy, he's got if you ever watched The Ancient Apocalypse on Netflix.
No.
He's an author and
sounds boring.
it's really not. You should look at it. They're like 45 minutes long. And they're on Netflix. They're in their second series. And Graham Hancock is the guy. And he's like an investigator, and he's always like, I'm fascinated by like ancient civilizations, and that stuff goes back somewhere between like 10 to maybe 100,000 years ago. And even that blows my mind. Like, they found there's some human footprints in like the New Mexico desert that can go back like 40, 50,000 years. And then you just realize what you just said. These are 160 million years ago.
Crazy.
I have a hard time processing 50,000 years.
Right.
Let alone 160 million. I mean, and they're still there.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Well, ESPN's getting a lot of crap, guys. I don't know if you know this.
Over dinosaurs, or?
We'll tell you why next on The Fan. Yeah, ESPN under fire again today, Jace.
What'd they do?
Well, of course, we've had some tragic events here recently.
Yes.
One in New Orleans. We got an email today from our big, big, super head cheese boss that one of the victims in New Orleans was an Odyssey team member.
Yeah, he was a sales guy out in Jersey, I guess was down there celebrating the holiday. I've been down there many a time, and I will admit, if you've ever been down on Bourbon Street on a weekend or at an event like that, you do think about it because you're packed down there. And they have barriers. I mean, you can't, it's not easy.
You can't drive on those streets, can you?
Oh, God, no. They shut down the whole quarter.
Yeah. It's just people stumbling around.
It's people stumbling around. And so, like, you're just in the middle of the street, and it's wall to wall on any sort of weekend or any sort of event. And they have barriers. The problem is, and you can see the video, the guy just went up on the sidewalk and, you know, started taking everybody out.
Well, ESPN has been ripped for so the game yesterday, of course, postponed to today. They played it earlier.
Yeah.
And they did not show the national anthem on ESPN.
Oh.
Or the moment of silence.
Oh. So why? Okay.
And the internet doesn't like that.
Oh.
Because it was a terror attack.
Yeah, it was.
So we have to have
acknowledgement.
Patriotism.
Do they normally? They don't normally show those things, though, right?
I don't think so.
I don't.
But I think in this instance, they wanted them to.
Okay.
It was a special sitch.
And the industry standard, like in broadcasting, both TV and radio, is if you happen to be on air when the anthem is happening, you have to drop whatever you're doing and just acknowledge the anthem.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, you try to schedule commercial breaks around it so that you can get the most out of your pregame.
Okay.
Well, they're getting a lot of heat. Folks online.
Can we?
And those are your favorite people.
They are.
They get you a lot.
Can we just all grow up?
They drag you into the mud.
America, yeah! Yeah. I promise you, yeah, no one who is actually a victim of any of those down there or their families is tuning into that game and being like, how dare they? Just grow up.
The other thing that was, well, there's nothing funny about any of it.
No, it's just awful.
But did you see that they thought that the guy acted alone?
Yeah, I just saw that today because they originally said that they thought he had not acted alone.
Well, they thought he had three people with him
yeah.
because he had planted bombs
yes.
in these coolers.
Yeah.
And so they have surveillance video of him and three other people looking in the coolers. Mm. But what they've learned, it turns out they were just partying looking for booze.
For booze. Boy, wouldn't that be something? Like, you're just down there and you're like, hey, there's a random cooler. You open it up and you're like, whoops. Sorry about that. But no one reported anything, right? They just
later saw that on surveillance.
Yeah, saw that it wasn't booze, and then that was it. And he never ended up detonating any of them. I guess he didn't get an opportunity to. Like, and you see the video, the moment he turns on that street, I mean, there are cops right there. I mean, they engaged him immediately. I mean, any time down there on Bourbon Street, let alone on New Year's, there's cops everywhere. And, you know, just... this is just another example of... It's impossible to stop everybody. Like, you do your very best, but at the end of the day, it's like we want to live in a world where nothing bad can happen, and that's just not realistic. I don't know how you stop one guy who gets radicalized online and then one day just decides to take a car. And I mean, this thing was over within 30 seconds, but, you know, 30 seconds is enough to cause awful chaos. And it's just heartbreaking to think that, you know, you're just down there having a good time and... You know, you don't even have a chance. I was sick to my stomach watching that because that's one of my absolute favorite cities. I've been down there so many times, and it just kind of gives you that just awful feeling of that could have been anybody.
What's wild too is he earned a ton of medals in the Army.
Yeah,
this guy.
Yeah. Well, and it turns out that the guy that blew up the bomb in front of Trump Tower, he shot himself and then blew it up. That guy was an active Green Beret.
Yep.
Like this other guy was a retired Army guy, the Trump bomber, the front of Trump Tower. That dude's an active Green Beret.
Yeah, this dude in New Orleans, he served from March 2007 to January 2015 as a human resource specialist and information technology specialist.
Yeah,
he was a decorated service member, even awarded an anti-terror medal.
Yeah, and like you see, like he was like in real estate. It's weird to see him like. Not that long ago, he's posting videos online about selling your home. It's wild. It's a wild thing, man. Wild thing. Just goes to show you, like, any place, any time. But, you know, I also refuse to live my life. I've seen and heard people that are doing that. This makes me not want to go anywhere. And I don't know. It's just me. I can't live my life thinking anytime I'm out in public that something bad's going to happen. That's not going to stop me from going out in public. It's not going to stop me from going to New Orleans. It's not going to stop me from going to great events. Just refuse to let that happen.
It's just wild. They're both U.S. military guys.
And if you've seen, they're
active
searching.
And ex.
They served in the same same base.
They knew each other, right?
Yeah. I don't know if they knew each other. They were serving at the same time, and so they're looking for a connection. Because it seems pretty weird that two guys that were at the same base would do this the same day, so... the last I read is that they're looking for some sort of connection between the two.
Well, now, and I had read that they both served at the same base, but it may not have overlapped. They may not have even known each other.
So we don't, you know.
Boy, that's random.
Yeah. You just never.
Coincidence.
Know. Yeah. We're just kind of waiting to see the details, because obviously when it first came out, there were, quote, news organizations running out saying that, again, it was an illegal immigrant and that, it was the open border thing, and you just... You know, we have to do it where we immediately make rash judgments and just try to be a little more, wait and see what happens and see what information comes out.
Hey, the return of the cannibal, Armie Hammer is back.
Oh, is he uncanceled?
Yeah, he's making a comeback.
I saw that he was given an interview somewhere.
Yep.
The other day they were like, he reflects on the scandal that almost cost him his career.
Yeah, he said that he is making a quiet career comeback.
Okay.
And that the general perception of him in Hollywood is that he got screwed.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of that. Was it on HBO or Hulu? I didn't get it through the whole thing because I stopped caring.
I didn't either.
But I watched the first episode
about
and a
his
half.
Family.
Yeah.
They overhyped that.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, basically the whole point of that is that they think he's a creep.
Yeah.
And into some weird ass.
Yeah, he probably is.
And all the men that came before him in his family were the same way. Yeah. That's really the only revelation. And they even say that in the promo.
Yeah. They're rich and... They're rich, entitled people that...
Into some stuff.
Into some stuff.
But Army, he never got... You know, I mean, there was never any...
I don't think there was any convictions or anything like that.
Well, there were no... Even... They were all just accusations. Yeah. I don't even think there were charges.
Well, didn't that happen, too, with, like... I mean, he never got charged with anything. All he was acquitted and all that was Trevor Bauer. He was just into some weird stuff.
Yeah.
He was into some rough stuff, and he got booted from the major leagues and has never been back. Never recovered from it.
I just wonder, you know, if like it's this is always a weird one because you just don't know if there's something to it. Look, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt because there were no charges.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was looked into. He was accused, but he was accused by a lot of different women of some really effed up stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, no criminal charges because he couldn't prove it. But are you killing people?
Yeah. It's like
and eating them.
At the very least, you're into some weird
things. He was a cannibal.
He's like to do a little nibble.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Accused of being a kid.
Who's that? Musburger, right? Didn't Musburger like some love bites too?
Marv Albert.
Oh, Marv Albert. Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
He was a biter.
I just think.
That's a little different.
I think you get to a certain point when you come from that well. Like, I just think you've got to up the weird factor, and it gets into some Squid Game uncomfortable type stuff.
I don't know. I think the hammers are crazy. But they got away with it.
Yeah. But he's coming back, huh?
That's what he's saying, quietly.
I didn't miss you, buddy. The hell do you ever do?
Yeah.
He's in that crappy Lone Ranger.
I only know him because of this story.
Exactly. That's what I know him for. He's into it. He's into some weird sex.
Hey, why is that music playing? Because we are done.
We got Ducks, not football. Hey, basketball. Football's over. We're not a football school anymore. It's a basketball school.
Yeah, Oregon is playing Illinois. It's a big game. Yeah. Big little game.
Nine versus what? 20, 21, something?
9 versus 22. And you're going to hear it right here on The Fan. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night. Do the walk. Do the walk on love.